How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
And my dad got deported.
I'm never gonna financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet. My life.
Time once again for F My Life. Now, I understand last week you did it without the music.
Well, without the correct one.
Sounded different, Silent.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It's a little weird.
F My Life, it's a website. People post little slights that happen to them from time to time, and then they ask for your input. Did I somehow deserve this, or is my life truly just effed? Mm-hmm. You be the judge.
Here we go.
Today, my wife had a dream in which I died and she was pregnant. This is troubling, especially since I had the exact same dream the day before.
Ooh.
F my life.
E.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, do you tell her or do you just say it's going to be okay?
You do not tell her.
I don't tell her. No.
No.
Oh,
no.
No, yeah. Some things are better left unsaid. Yeah. That is one of them.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, by the way, honey, I've been dreaming you died too.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Nope. It's like one day my wife decided that she would tell me that she often sees dark figures hunched over me while I sleep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Often.
Well.
Really?
All right. Total
Let
transparency.
Yeah.
We all see those around you right now.
Okay, cool. So. Fair enough.
We just don't tell you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, thanks. And my brother calls me up one day and he goes, oh, my God. Glad you picked up. I had this dream where you died last night. Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, man.
Who does that? I don't react to this stuff like that. You don't call somebody to see if they're alive.
Well, he can still call you to see if you're alive,
but he doesn't have to say so.
Yeah. Yeah. He can just hear your voice and go, all right, he's alive. Yeah. I'm good. All right. Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Today, while in my yard, my 18-year-old son decided to take off running into the street while a car was driving. I rushed after him, only for one of my dress straps to suddenly break without warning, and it must have looked like I was trying to flag the driver down with my flapping boob. F my life.
Taxi!
Yeah.
Point, 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 point.
Just imagine that's her move. Hey, hold the elevator. Hold it.
Hold it. I drop one. I just drop one. Right. Boink.
Tries to hitchhike. She just stands there.
Yeah. Hello.
Where are you headed?
Hey.
That way.
Today, I was eating a croissant. After eating half of it, I was about to take another bite, and a spider crawled out of one of the holes of the flaky deliciousness and then descended down a thread of web to the table where it scuttled away.
So it's fine to eat now is what you're saying.
It was then that I discovered there's an entire family of them living in there.
Oh.
Not
anymore.
F my life.
Nope.
Oh, no,
nope.
And you ate some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a croissant, extra spiders.
Spiders? Yeah. Do you have the spider-filled croissant?
I'm fresh out today. Sorry.
I hate this. Give me.
I do have the cockroach-stuffed Cinnabon.
Yes.
You're going to hate that.
You're nasty.
Can I get that ant-filled scone, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
And.
Today, I paused the movie that my girlfriend and I were watching and told her for the very first time that I loved her.
Aww.
Her response was to stare at me silently for a few uncomfortable seconds and then unpause the movie.
Oh, man.
F my life.
Well, what was the movie?
It was during the best part.
Schindler's List.
I was going to say, the movie matters if you stop.
How long were they dating?
Yeah.
Alien. And did it say how long they were dating?
No. Could have been any number of things.
Yeah. She didn't say thank you. She just turned the movie back on.
Today, I caught my boyfriend secretly using my hair straightener while I was in the other room.
Okay.
All right. Weird, but not like deal-breakingly weird.
Yeah. Maybe he's got long hair. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he has curly hair and he wanted to see what it looked like straightened.
Straight.
Yeah. Or maybe he's
too embarrassed to talk to him about it, I left and came back later. That's when I discovered him slipping on a pair of my panties.
All right, well. Now we need to have a talk.
Chat. Now, hair straightener, panties. You want to curl your eyelashes too? What do you want to do there, sport?
I'm just going to need you to get your own panties. Yeah. Don't wear mine.
Yeah, don't stretch mine out. These are expensive.
Right?
Today, I was leaving a campus parking garage. Suddenly, a huge man appeared behind me and kept saying, "Hey, stop!" in a very gruff voice. "Hey, stop!" I picked up my pace, and so did he. I finally turned to him with my can of mace in my hand, threatening to use it. And he explained that he was trying to give back that $5 bill I just dropped.
Oh!
F my life.
At least he still told you. I mean, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I had to put it in my pocket and walked away. Yep. Today, I have to spray the kitchen whenever my new roommate cooks. Not only can he not cook, but what he usually makes is some god-awful concoction of ramen noodles, canned tuna, tuna helper, Parmesan cheese, and ranch dressing for himself.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Look at Rod's face.
If it helps.
That's for real.
If it helps, you probably won't live too long. So. Yeah.
The stink alone is enough to make you choke, but he smokes the entire time he makes his dinner.
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst person.
F my life.
He's trying to get you to move out first.
Yeah.
That's what
yes.
it sounds like. Yeah.
Why don't you microwave that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Today, the girl I've been trying to date not only agreed to a date, she invited me back to her place because the date went so well. We were kissing and making out so hard, I was struggling to breathe. I coughed, I gagged, and then I vomited my seafood dinner all over her yellow couch.
Oh, no.
It went downhill from there, half my life.
I'm going to guess there's probably not another date.
Probably not.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
That's too bad. Right in the middle of making out. Too bad, dude.
Yeah. Well, at least it was on the couch.
I suppose, instead of her.
Yeah. Small favors, you know.
Today, I moved into my new place. My boyfriend and I were breaking in my new couch, quote unquote, when right as I was about to finish, the door unlocked and my parents and siblings walked in.
Oh, no.
They now know that I'm gay and what my extremely embarrassing fetish is. F my life.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you wish somebody just thrown up on your couch.
That's tough.
Well, yeah, but again, you know, the more you know.
Well, now you're out. Like, I mean.
but in the worst sort of.
Yeah, it's always a bummer. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he could be dressed as Roman gladiators.
Yeah,
or something.
I don't know
what his freak is.
I want to know what the freak is. Like, the setup's there. What is it?
I don't know. It could be.
Are we Teletubbies or what?
Right.
One of those banana slugs.
Yeah.
No, it's Leather Guy.
Could be, yes.
That's not that embarrassing in 2024.
I don't know. If my dad walked in.
My dad and my brothers?
Oh, my God.
My parents? My mom?
Hey, I'm
and
not
my
saying
brothers.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to my parents. He just called it an embarrassing fetish.
Yeah. Today, well, finally this one. Today, while on an escalator, instead of just telling me that my underwear label was hanging out, a woman behind me decided to tuck it back in.
No, you did not.
You should never feel a stranger's finger on your butt crack.
Never.
F my life.
That's assault.
Yeah, that is assault.
Do that. Holy, who thinks that's okay?
Here you go, sweetie.
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
There you go. That's F my life.